The council voted on October 16th to annex some 350 acres in the Richardson Flat area. They also approved a master plan development agreement with businessman Nate Brockbank to create a commercial and residential town center on the land. According to the Thursday resolution, an application for a referendum was submitted on October 21st, one day after the expiration of a state law that allowed the annexation. Hideout Town Attorney Polly McLean said that after packets from the city are given to the sponsors, they have 45 days to gather the required number of signatures who must be registered voters of the town. Wasatch County Clerk's Office has reported that the town has 281 registered voters. McLean said she will confirm additional legal details there, but referendum sponsors would have to sign up 40% of that population. That comes, she said, to 113 signatures. State law provides that the vote could take place next year on one of three dates: a special election date on June 22nd, the fourth Tuesday of that month; the primary for municipal elections on August 10th, or the general election day of November 2nd. Hideout Mayor Phil Rubin said he favored the June date.
You know, the sooner we understand what's going on and the direction of the community, then the sooner we can either press ahead or stop spending time on it, depending on how the vote comes out.
Town Council member Ralph Severini said that if a special election would generate less voter turnout, he would prefer one of the regular dates. But Mayor Rubin said that given the controversy this year over the annexation, there will likely be strong voter participation for the June election. The resolution was approved unanimously by the Town Council. The resolution does not identify the group or individuals that are sponsoring the referendum. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.